Traveling on this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's travel on. 133.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright. Traveling on, it's glittering tires, the sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright. I feel like traveling on until that blessed home I see. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Amen. You may be seated. Come on up, choir.
About to get it.
Jesus Christ, carry the Well, good morning. Now, we got a few folks missing this morning because of a few illnesses, but nothing humongous. We have some new folks on the prayer list that we got in the prayer room this morning. God knows all about them. When you go to God in prayer, just let them run through your mind, your heart, and he'll pick them up and he knows exactly what to do. But we do have some folks who need your prayers from our congregation, and you may have one that's outside the congregation. That whatever that is, you let us know, and we'll be glad to put them on the prayer list. And I'll keep you up to date on what we've got for April. I'm just asking that you try to get involved as much as you can, and as much as you want to. Okay. I say that because I think, you know, when you want to for a reason, and that's to please the Lord. So we want to please him. We're not here to please anybody else except him. He's it. Okay. Our ushers could come forward and we'll receive our morning offering. I've already made some announcements, not all. I noticed one in there I did want to say something about. Chris, excuse me just a minute. I'm going to make this one. I had Stacy to put this in the bulletin because we have decided to go and support a revival next Sunday night at Brother Ken Grindstaff's church. The man who's going to be preaching there is one of my bestest friends. Has been for a long, long time. He was here not long ago and preached for us, Brother Randy Riggs. And I think you all enjoyed Brother Randy when he came here. And he's in revival over there. So we're going over and support Brother Randy, who came up from Nashville, and support Brother Ken. His church has always been good to support. We kind of work together on some meetings and revivals and things. So let's go over there and support them and pray. We're not just on an island here. Amen. And if you would like to ride the bus over, if you come here, we could just, you know, take the bus and go over, and you wouldn't have to drive. But if you want to drive, that's fine. Anybody not know where Ken Grindstaff's church is? On King Springs Road. It's, if you know where the old King Springs school was, you're going down King Springs toward Elizabeth, and it's just down another 400 yards on the left there. Rich Acres Church. So, yes. I think it's 6:30. That's Sunday night. And I think the day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, is going to be 7. But I believe that's 6:30, Les. 26. Yeah. I probably told Stacy wrong. Stacy, it's on me, honey. Well, we know we're not going on a Saturday, right? But anyway, yeah, thank you, Les, for pointing that out. I didn't even, I saw where you'd put it in, but I didn't notice the 25th on there. Okay, it is the 26th, so please get ready for that, and let's go do it together. I've always been a church that, or been a part of a church that loyalty is good for the congregation, for a family. You know, when you do things with your family, you don't want to be left out, and you don't want them, you don't want to leave them out. So when we do things as a family, let's do them together. I think it's important that we do things together. Makes me proud as your pastor when we go and do some things like that, and you take up half the congregation wherever we go. That would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. And we'll give God the glory. Okay, let's ask the Lord to bless this offering. And Anthony, would you bless that offering, please? Amen. Thank you.
If Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you, would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus calls your number, could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Would it take a month of Sundays just to tell him of your sin? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness? Could you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness? Could you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
Song, Henry. It had a lot of questions in it. You want me to give you some time to answer? It is. That's why I said that. Yeah. What then? Okay, you have your Bibles handy, or you can look up on the board, and we'll turn to Romans chapter 8. And we'll see what the Lord has for us this morning. This is his word. I'm going to read verse 35, 36, and 37. But I'm going to be covering just a little bit more. But let's read these and see what he says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, he said who, but when he comes back in, he doesn't give names of people. He gives names of things like shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Any of those things? Usually those things are brought on us by other people anyway. So it could be the person who's bringing these things into your life. Are you going to allow those things to separate you from the love of Christ? Can they? They can't. Now watch. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. It's what this world thinks of you as a Christian. You're nothing but sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Let's ask God to bless this message today, would you? Lord, we're grateful. Grateful for the song that brings us to the questions, Lord, to get us to take a look at where we are in our life. Lord, I pray that nobody in this building today leaves without your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior. Because we know, Lord, that's the only way that we can be more than conquerors. We praise you for everything. For all those prayer requests that was given earlier, Lord, we bring them back to you because we want to give you glory for the answer to the prayers. And I pray that each one in here this morning leaves blessed to have been in the house of God. We'll praise you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul is telling us of a wonderful life that he's experiencing in Jesus Christ here. Paul was a wonderful writer. In fact, a lot of people have said, oh, I just love to be like Paul. Well, you're not going to be Paul. You're not going to be like Paul. You're going to be who you are, and you're going to be like who you are. That's the truth about the matter. But Paul was he wasn't a good man all of his life, like us. Let me do that again. He wasn't a good man all of his life like us. Okay, now I'll go on since a couple more got it that time. But he's telling us here of what a wonderful life he's got in the Lord. That's what he's doing here. His experiences that God is putting him through to bring him to a better place with him. He's telling us of a life, even though he doesn't say it like this, but he's telling us of a life where he doesn't have any want. There's nothing else needed in his life. He's not living a life of fear. He's not living a life of the negatives that we sometimes. What he's living is a life of victory. He is totally being victorious here. A life lived in the wonderful, absolute, wonderful, warm light of the height and the breadth and the depth and of God's love. That's where he is. He's in God's love. Because that's what this is all about. And in case we are about to miss that, this is about separating you from the love of Christ. Not separating you from Christ as Christ, but separating you from the love of Christ. He wants us to know that's a very important life. And Paul knew how important the love of the Lord was in his life. In fact, he would say that love that he's talking about is above his understanding. He just can't understand it. And I think it's great when it's so wonderful that we can't understand it. You can wallow in that, right? You can wallow in it all day long, and you won't come up with a conclusion, but boy, you can wallow in it, and you can enjoy it. And that's where Paul is here. He's enjoying that. A life that is absolutely justified in the eyes of the Almighty God. Do you know today that you are justified in the eyes of the Almighty God? Because that's where Paul is right here in this verse. Now I want to take you up a few verses to verse 31 and read this, if I might. If God be for us, now you tell me if you've never heard this before. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's a question. Since Henry's into the questions with the song, I'll throw that one at you too. Who can be against you if God's for you? We know the answer. It's a given. There is no other answer but the one that you're about to give me. But I want to take the word conqueror to us today to let us see the seriousness of being conquered so that we can be conquerors. I love it when y'all get quiet. I do. Because conqueror means to be completely victorious. Not victory in a few things in your life. You might have said, well, I had a victory this week, or I had a victory last week, or I'm looking forward to a victory tomorrow, a victory. Why don't we just combine the life together and see it as a victorious life? And we won't pick out the little things that are victories in our life. We live victorious. That's how we are. It's not a victory here and a victory there. It's a victorious life. And Paul lived a victorious life because that's what you are as a conqueror. You are a person who is living in absolute, complete victory. That's where he is. In fact, it means, and I like this because I'd never seen this before, it means to carry away an overwhelming victory. And I got to thinking about that, to carry away an overwhelming victory. When they used to take over monarchs and other countries and nations, they didn't just go in and conquer it. They took away what they conquered. The spoils were theirs. And I can tell you that the spoils are yours. So when you're conquered by the Lord Jesus Christ and you become a conqueror, it's all yours. How you like that? So you're not going out as a Christian who can just gather a few little nuggets in and make that your day. You're going out to be completely victorious for the Lord. In fact, he said, let me just go to verse 32 since I read 31. Here's what he says in 32. He that spared not his son, then this belongs to you. Every one of you individually, don't think of the person next to you, think of you. Get real selfish right now, okay? Get real selfish because he says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, he says all, but I want you to make that very personal. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now the answer, you don't have to look for the answer. The answer is already there. How could he? If he spared not his own son, why wouldn't he be everything to you? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who can bring anything against you? There is no one. If you want to live in a pity party some days and people are saying things about you and you want to get down and whine and cry a little bit, get out of it as soon as you can because that's not where you live. You're not there. You're a conqueror. You are a conqueror. Get out of it and let's go. Because he says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Are you God's elect? Raise your hand if you are. If you're not saved, I hope you can raise your hand before the day ends, okay? It is God that justifieth. Then he says in verse 34, he says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Lots of stuff right here in this verse. Let's go back and read again. Who is he that condemneth? Question. It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's the one who can do it. No one else. And he's even given why he can. You know, you ought to, if you're going to say you're something or you can do something, you ought to either tell us why you can do that, how qualified are you. Well, I can assure you that he is totally qualified to do this, because he says it is Christ that died. Nobody else has done that. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Since nobody died, they didn't rise again. He's totally true there. Who is even at the right hand of God? Nobody else sits at the right hand of God but him. He's the one who also maketh intercession for us. He loves you enough, and there's that word. He loves you enough to sit there beside God the Father in heaven and intercede for you. When you get in trouble and someone's persecuting you, oh yeah, they're all down there. When you're having tribulation, when you're in distress, when you're persecuted, when you're hungry and barren, not just food but other parts of your life, have you ever felt like you had a famine in your life? When you were hungry, you didn't know what you were hungry for. Something's missing, you don't know what. It's not your veggies. Okay? Or nakedness, or peril, or sword. When those things are there, where are you? Well, he goes and tells us in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, for whosoever is born of God. Overcometh, that means you continue to overcome. That doesn't mean a one-time overcoming. That means you continue to do it because you're born of God. That you overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. Now first he says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now that looks like it would stand on its own, but it doesn't. He goes on to explain how you can be there, because it's not you. Even though he says that you're overcoming, overcometh, but he tells you how that can happen. It can't happen through you, because he goes on to say, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith in him. It's the only way you can do it. I've tried a lot of things. Frustrating as all get out for me to try to do something I can't do. And we can't do that. We cannot be overcomers without him. It's not possible. We're talking about Christians, about the Christian's preservation for glory. God's got you set for a place in glory. You want to go there? He's got you a place built. Amen. Already paid for, ready to go. Just move in and you never move out. Nobody can run you out. They can't foreclose on you or anything. It's yours. He's got you preserved for a time in glory. And when you receive Christ, you got it that day. You got it all. There's nothing you can add later. Oh, you may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we should, as we stay in his word and we stay on our knees in prayer, we'll grow in that. But you get it all on that day. I ran across this and I thought it was pretty good. This wealthy Roman had a son who had broken his heart. But he had a slave whom he had come to admire. And so he decided on his deathbed that he was going to disinherit his son and give everything he had to Marcellus, his slave. So he had all the papers drawn up, brought his son in. He said, I wanted to let you know what I did. I have given everything to Marcellus. He said, but there's one thing that I'm going to let you have. What do you want? He said, I want Marcellus. Think about that for a minute. You see, when he got Marcellus, he got everything, because everything was his. He was a slave. When you accepted Christ, you got everything. There wasn't anything else to add to it. You got it all. Now, how do we treat that? I think it's important how we treat that. We need to treat it as conquerors. When folks went in, armies went in to conquer a place and they got it conquered, they didn't go in with their heads down and with their shoulders slumped. They went in carrying themselves and when they left the same way. They went in as conquerors, left as conquerors. Yeah. And when you come into a life with Jesus Christ, you come into it as a conqueror and you're going to leave as a conqueror. Yeah. Hey, like that. When you leave out of here, you're not going to leave with your head bent down and some disease has taken your body and you're defeated in the way things are. No. You're leaving as a conqueror. It doesn't matter what happens because nothing is going to separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And what's important today is that we have that. It is ours and it's going to stay ours. It's not going anywhere. We are conquerors. You don't have to sign a sign-up sheet in the vestibule to become one. You are one. If you're one of his children, you're already designated. You are a victorious Christian. You say, well, I don't live like it sometimes. That's your problem because he's made you one. And if you need to get closer to him and live like one, then let's get there, okay? Because he's already made you what you are. The world would keep us as the slave of this old world through its pleasures and its designs specifically for Christians. The world is so smart in how to nab and grab and control Christians. That's old Satan, you know. He's good at it. He's always been good at it. And as I told you a few minutes ago, we're kind of sheep to the slaughter. That's where we're headed as far as this world is concerned. The world would design to hush you, ways to hush you. Anybody been hushed lately? Now, there's some of you can't be hushed. I can assure you of that. I have experience. I know. And it's hard to hush most of us, but some people can be hushed. But I'm getting back to my point here. This old world can design ways to hush you from glorifying the Lord through your testimony. If you come to a place sometime where you need to give your testimony, you need to let somebody know because you detect that there's a person who needs something and you want to give your testimony and Satan comes up with a reason why you shouldn't do that. He can do that. He can. He's good at it. You're not qualified. You're not living close enough to God to testify. How could you testify the way you lived last week? Goodness gracious. I'm not talking about any of y'all now. I don't know anything. Just telling you. Oh, Satan's good at this. He's good at telling you. You just tell him right back. He doesn't have anything to say about who you are and what you are. You are qualified. You are a conqueror. He's made you one. Nobody can take that away from you. I saw this bumper sticker last week. It says, when Satan tries to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. And you can do that with confidence because it's already written and it's not going to go away. So having been born of God, we belong to a very elite upper class. Hey, like that. I like being upper class. Don't you? Come on. If you're living in the woe is me, poor land, get out of it because you're a conqueror. When you go in and conquer, you own it all. Did I say that? You have what he has. He's already made you the his inheritor. You are his. Everything. You're a conqueror. Now, according to this, we're conquerors through the suffering part. I was thinking about this because we've got some folks who have gone through a lot of stuff this past year, and we got some folks who are going through a lot right now. And if you're not in the prayer room on Sunday mornings, you probably won't hear all of the different things that are going on in our congregation, but we do, and they stay right there unless it's okay to let it be known. But we pray about folks who are going through a lot, and we have gone through a lot of things this past year. a humongous amount of things. But I would remind you, we're more than conquerors through our suffering. You may be suffering for someone else. You may be suffering with someone else. By the way, that's what love does. Love will cause you to suffer with someone else. Love is the connection. And you can take this any way you want to right now when I say this. It's okay. But love is the connection that leads to a relationship. Now, we talk about our fellowship with the Lord. That's the easy part of our lives. The relationship has to come before the fellowship. And if you're going to have a relationship with God, it's going to come through love itself, because He first loved you. You actually fall in love with Him. And the only way you can fall in love with Him is to repent of your sin. Got to get the sin out of the way. If a sin's not out of the way, you won't love Him, and He's going to love you no matter what, but you can't love Him until the sin gets out of the way. But he's getting it out of the way. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Once you commit through repentance of sin to what the love of Christ has for you. Did I say that good? What the love of Christ has for you. Because you see, when He came into a relationship with you, He had some specific things that He wanted for you. Everyone in here is different today. Every life in here is different. He has something for you that won't be for someone else. It's not because He's playing favorites. He has something different for them because He's reaching a world. We're all different, and He's reaching every one of us differently. All of my children were different. Every one of them. If you'd like to discuss them someday, come and see me. I won't tell anything less. But many, many things have and will happen in your life to threaten your love relationship with the Lord. It will threaten your love relationship. I pause to give you time to think about that. Some things that may have happened in your life that you feel like are still there, they're not if you've repented of them. They're gone. Okay, let's get that straight. They're gone. But they can threaten your love relationship with the Lord. But I can assure you, they can't separate you from the love of the Lord. Amen. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. It can't. Well, He says so. Look at verse 35. Who shall separate us? That was the question, remember? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then He went into all these things. The answer wasn't given there. Well, if He didn't answer us there, where did He answer us? I want to give them back to you again. And let me just do this, because this just came to me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go back through those things, and every time I bring one up, if you really believe it, I want you to say nay. You don't have to say no, because we know what no is. I want you to say nay, because we know what nay is. Nay is the same as no. But we're going to say it nay. Now, the reason for that is because verse 37 is the answer to verse 35. Because when you read that, He never answers in verse 35. And in verse 36, He doesn't give the answer. But in verse 37, here's what He says. So if I say to you, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? That was good. Shall distress? Shall persecution? Shall famine? Shall nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? No. Can't. Nay, in all things. And here's where the word more comes in. I love this word. So I'm not just a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Don't you love the word more? It's kind of like the and on the mayonnaise tomato sandwich. It's an addition to it. Makes it really good. I am more. More. In all things, we are more than conquerors. It would just be wonderful, wouldn't it, to be a conqueror. And we know we are. But wouldn't you just like to be more? More than conquerors. You know where that's going to lead you. It's not going to be in a negative way, I can assure you, if you're more than a conqueror. But we are more than conquerors. How? Through Him. That what? Loved us. That's why He says you can't separate us from His love. He's the reason for it. Let's look at this thing here. This is good stuff. If you're more than a conqueror, amen? To be more than a conqueror, though, we must have been more than conquered. We must be conquered. You got to be captured by Him. You got to want to be. I used to sing a song. Man, it's been 100 years now, I think. But I sang a song. I'm a prisoner of love, a slave to the master. Y'all remember that song? How many remembers that song? I don't see many of you. I might try to find out and come back up with it. But wouldn't you like to, don't you like to know that you're just you're a prisoner of love? You're a slave to the master? We're not a slave to this world, and we're not a prisoner to Satan. We're His. We belong to Him. We're the people who are conquering, and we're more than conquerors. Now, what did He mean by more than conquerors? Don't you want to know? Say, I want to know. Yeah, because it's important. Well, He goes on in verse 38 and tells us why we're more than conquerors. When He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Now, what's the next word? For. Now, what's another word for for there? Because. Because. I love cause, don't you? We shorten it in East Tennessee. We don't say because. If somebody says, why'd you do that? And you don't say because. You say cause. Cause. Well, it's because. And He's given us the because right here when He says, for I am persuaded. Now, I want you persuaded today. When you leave this building, according to the Word of God, you can be persuaded totally, completely, because you are a conqueror. You are absolutely victorious in your life. And you are persuaded that neither death... Now, these are serious things. When you're more than a conqueror, you can lay hold of these and say, I know nothing will, absolute nothing will separate me from the love of the Lord. He says, for neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities. You may be wondering why life would separate you. Well, maybe you're not. Maybe you know. There's a lot of things in life that can separate us. And we know about death because death is that once-in-a-lifetime experience, right? But can that separate you? Just because you die, are you separated from the love of... Well, no. And just because you're living here and your life is filled with so many things, does that separate you from His love? Well, no. Can angels separate you? You say, well, why would angels want to separate? Well, there are different kinds of angels, and it doesn't matter. Whatever you think about angels is okay with me. Nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Absolutely. See, that's the deeper spiritual things than what He mentioned earlier. The earlier things were things that would get us here locally. This will get down in where you really are in your spiritual life. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Wow. That'll take you up there in that twilight zone, won't it? Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Here's why. not going to separate you from the love of God, because it's in Christ Jesus, his Son.
Amen.
That's why he's protecting that. Totally protected. You're totally protected. Hey, like that. Don't have car shield? Don't worry about it. It's okay. He's got you totally protected. He gives us the because. He gives us the reason. The love of God is in his precious Son, our Savior. That's where it is. When we read that little verse, God is love. Is that the shortest one? That's a short one, isn't it? God is love. He is. But he makes all of his love come through his Son. We have that relationship with his Son, and that's where we are. The power to conquer is not in my ability. I know that. You don't know that. See, I know it. And I don't know how you feel about your abilities, but I can assure you, your abilities are not there. They're not. Your plans for life, not going to touch it. All the ways in which you can organize your life, and I am the least organized person in all the world. And I confess, if that's okay. So I'm taking it off some of you people who your wife or husband has said you're totally disorganized. I'm the worst, okay? So you can feel okay about that today. Nothing you can do in life is going to take you and separate you from the love of Christ. Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we get it. For those willing, and if you're saved today, at one point in your life you were willing to become a conqueror. Didn't understand it that way, did you? I didn't. I understand it now. It makes me feel good to know that he has made me a conqueror. Actually, he's made me more than a conqueror. I love the life of Billy Graham. I love the life he lived and the message he preached. And his messages were so simple. And his invitations to people who were lost were so simple. They just got right down to the nitty-gritty. Anyway, he made this statement. He said, I have read the last page of the Bible, and it's all going to turn out okay. Not for the lost. That wasn't where he was talking about. Not for the lost. For the saved. And he was saying, I've come to that place to where I know who I am. I'm Billy Graham, the conqueror. And more than that, I'm more than a conqueror because of who he is to me and who he's made me to be. Whether you want to agree with me or not, I'm special. Do you know you are? Because he loves you, and nobody can separate you from that love. No one. You're his child. You're in a very special place. Nobody's going to take that away from you. How we live our life, we answer for that. Because we know the word of God. And boy, I love that song that Henry sang. That was a good one. Let's ask the Lord to illuminate our minds today and let us know as we leave here that we're more than conquerors. Okay? In this life we live, let's pray. Lord, thank you for the scripture. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the truth. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, everything you're going to do for us. Because not only are we a conqueror today, we'll be a conqueror tomorrow. We'll be more than conquerors because you've made us that way. I want to live like a conqueror. I want to live that way. And I pray that every one of us here today want to live like conquerors. Nobody, nothing, absolute nothing can separate us from your love. And we praise you for that. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. If there's anybody in this congregation today that does not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you can honestly say, if I died today, I would not go to heaven. You're not a conqueror. You're not a conqueror. Let's stand, please. Very deeply staying within, sinking to rise no more. Oh, but the Master heard my despairing cry. Safe am I. Sing another verse of that. Hey, come on now, let's get it on this one. I want to hear it. Good song. Out of the angry waves of the sea, billows his will obey. Now sing it like you mean it. Oh yeah, come on. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. We're not quitting right there. On this next verse, when we get there, you're not going to say love, you're going to say Christ, okay? It works. Oh, yeah. Christ lifted me. Christ lifted me. Christ lifted me. When nothing else could help, Christ lifted me. Christ lifted me. Christ lifted me. When nothing else could help, Christ lifted me. And that makes you happy, right? You're a conqueror. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll get back into the Word. Leave here loving each other. Let each other know how you feel about each other. And remember, make plans that next Sunday night we're going to go over to be in the revival meeting and support our brothers and sisters over there, okay? I think the Lord's pleased with that. We'll do that. Okay. Give me an idea if you'd like to drive here and then take the church bus over there. That would be fine. We can do that. Okay? Let's bow our heads, and we're going to be dismissed with a word of prayer. God's been so, so good to us. He really has. John, would you do that, please?